It's been a busy year for Fort Wainwright's 9th Army Band. The conductor, Chief Warrant Officer Jeff Price, says the band's been playing at a lot of welcoming home ceremonies for Stryker Brigade soldiers and other U.S. Army Alaska troops who've been returning home after spending many of the past several holidays in faraway combat zones.
Last December, when we had our holiday concert, over 9,000 of the 13,000 soldiers assigned to Army Alaska were overseas. And so during the course of the year, as the missions ended, they came home. And so now, out of the 13,688 of the soldiers that make up Army Alaska, only around 240 are deployed overseas.
Staff Sergeant Kyle Majors has served three tours of duty overseas, and he's happy to be home for the holidays. And his wife, Renee, may be even happier.
This last deployment, it was just a rough year for her up here, first year in Alaska. Dealing with everything between the winter and the house and dogs and everything, she was pretty burned out.
Sergeant Jay Sirhan says his wife, Brittany, is also a soldier who's recently returned from an overseas tour, and they're both happy to celebrate the season stateside.
Being here is actually great because I get to see what she's doing, she gets to see what I'm doing, and we're both going through the same experience of being home after spending that time away.
Army Alaska spokesman Major Dave Maddox says many, but not all, of the soldiers with Fort Wainwright's 1st Stryker Brigade combat team will be here in Fairbanks for the holidays.
We are pretty blessed in the fact that the Stryker Brigade is home this holiday season. Most of the Stryker Brigade is home in the Fairbanks area or on vacation down in the lower 48 states visiting their families.
That's a departure from the past several years when most of the soldiers were spending the holidays in Iraq and, more recently, Afghanistan. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.